Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The conversion of Saul of Tarsus has to be one of the most thrilling in the history of New Testament Christianity. Before his conversion to Christ, Saul was one of Christianity's angriest and bitterest enemies. He honestly believed he had a sacred obligation to eradicate Christianity from the very face of the earth. Since he was such a dedicated enemy of the cross, he had made great progress in persecuting Christians. Paul provided some insight into his life before he obeyed the Lord in baptism. "For you have heard of my conversation, or manner of life, in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many of the equals of my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the tradition of my fathers." Galatians 1, 13 and 14. You can read about Paul's conversion in three chapters in the book of Acts, 9, 22 and 26. A summary of these three chapters will help us in our understanding of Saul's conversion. Jesus Christ appeared to Saul as Saul was on his way to Damascus to arrest and to imprison Christians. Christ asked, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul wanted to know who was speaking to him. Our Lord replied, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." Saul then asked the Lord, "What would you have me to do?" Jesus instructed Saul to go into the city of Damascus, and there it would be told him what he had to do. Do you know all the preacher Ananias told Saul? He did not tell him to believe or to repent. It was obvious Saul was a penitent believer. Ananias said to Saul, "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. Have you ever wondered why Saul was not told about the so-called sinner's prayer? A careful reading of the book of Acts will answer that question for any honest person. After Paul became a Christian, he committed his life to serving God and others. An examination of his 13 epistles will confirm that truth. His great love for the Corinthians can be discovered in many passages from the two epistles he wrote to the church at Corinth. But I shall read just one excerpt from 2 Corinthians 12. "Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved. But be it so, I am not going to be a burden to you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile." 2 Corinthians 12, 14-16. Paul never took credit that belonged to God Almighty. He informed the Corinthians, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither is he who plants anything, neither he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building." 1 Corinthians 3, 6-9. Paul's humble attitude and devotion to the cause of Christ can be seen in these words from the same epistle. "For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace that was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." 1 Corinthians 15, 9 and 10. Paul learned well these words from the Lord Himself. "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6, 33. He learned to love God Almighty and to love his fellow men. Thank you, and may God bless you.